Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The country's wealthiest, who profited immensely during the pandemic, have not been paying their fair share.
Senate Finance Chair Ron Wyden spoke out after leaked IRS documents show that the super wealthy, including Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Tesla CEO Elon Musk, paid a true tax rate of just 3.4% between 2014 and 2018. The IRS is investigating the leak by ProPublica. Infrastructure talks are officially off between President Joe Biden and a group of GOP senators. Biden offered to reduce his plan by more than $1 trillion, but Republicans would only increase their proposal by $150 billion. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a bipartisan group of senators is still negotiating.
It may well be that part of the bill that'll pass will be bipartisan, and part of it will be through reconciliation. But we're not going to sacrifice the bigness and boldness in this bill.
Biden's first nominee to the federal bench, Julia Neils, was confirmed for the U.S. District Court in New Jersey. Senators also approved Regina Rodriguez for the federal district court in Colorado. The Senate passed a sweeping bill to combat China's competitiveness. It would set aside $250 billion for research grants, boost semiconductor manufacturing, and target security threats. A House opioid crisis hearing looked into the role of the family behind the company that created the addictive painkiller OxyContin.
It's imperative that we hold the Sacklers accountable, but it's also imperative that we build systems that support Black and brown people, systems that prioritize the needs of communities over the greed of corporations.
Congresswoman Cori Bush called for improved access to addiction treatment. And Alexis Plus, who lost her son to opioid addiction, scolded Republicans who argued about the need to stem the flow of illegal drugs coming into the U.S. from Mexico.
It's stunning to me that this committee has an opportunity to hold the greatest family cartel in the history of the United States and possibly the world responsible for what they've done. And yet here you are distracting from your opportunity.
Meanwhile, in Mexico, Vice President Kamala Harris said she'll work with the country to improve economic opportunities in Central America to address the root causes of migration.
I look forward to engaging in diplomacy with government, with private sector, with civil society, and the leaders of each in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras.
Harris was criticized for not yet visiting the U.S.-Mexico border, where record numbers of migrants are arriving.
Imagine calling 911 when your home is on fire and watching as they hose down your neighbor's house instead. That's what it feels like watching the vice president down in Central America.
That's Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, who is promoting his bipartisan Border Solutions Act. It would expedite the asylum process, create regional border processing centers, and improve access to legal services and other resources. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.